And so in the evenings he would sit on the little bench, pumping the foot pedals and picking out tunes from an ancient hymn book, while the rest of us sang. All except Bass. The minute the music started, Bass would drop down and crawl beneath the keyboard, where he would crouch out of the way of Papa's feet and press himself to the baseboard of the organ. Of course, Papa's playing was rough and full of mistakes, not only because he could not hear the music, but also because the years of wielding a hammer on an anvil had left his fingers thick and stiff. Some nights he seemed to hit almost as many wrong notes as right ones. To Bass it never mattered. He would press against the vibrating wood with rapture on his face. Where he was, of course, he could not see which keys were played, or which knobs Papa pulled, but all at once Bass would stand up and gently push against Papa's shoulder. "Ah, Bass! Ah, Bass!" he would say. And Papa would get up, and Bass would take his place at the bench. He always fussed a little with the hymnal, as he had seen Papa do, turning the pages and usually managing to get the whole book upside down. Then, squinting at the page like Papa, he began to play. From beginning to end, he would play the songs Papa had played that night. But not as Papa played them, hesitantly, clumsily, full of discords. Bass played them perfectly, without a mistake, with such surpassing beauty that people would stop in the street outside to listen. On summer nights, when our door was open, a little crowd would gather outside the house, many of them with tears streaming down their faces. For when Bass played, it was as though an angel sat at the organ. The big event in our week, of course, was church. Witte is in the polderland of Holland, land that generations of Dutchmen have reclaimed from the sea, and like all villages in the polders, is built along a dike. It has only one street, the road leading north and south on top of the dike. The houses are virtual islands, each built on its mound of earth and connected to the road with a tiny bridge spanning the drainage canal. And at either end of town, on the highest, most imposing mounds of all, are the two churches. There is still a lot of feeling in Holland between Catholics and Protestants, a carryover from the days of the Spanish occupation. During the week, the village fishmonger will talk pleasantly with the village ironmonger, but on Sundays the fishmonger will walk with his family northward to the Roman church, while the ironmonger will walk with his family southward to the Protestant church, and as they pass on the street, neither will acknowledge the other with so much as a nod. Our family was fiercely proud of its Protestant traditions. My father was glad, I think, that our house happened to be in the northern end of town, because this gave him the entire length of the village in which to demonstrate that we were headed in the right direction. Because of Papa's deafness, we always sat in the very first pew at church,